Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Chaf, the very last daf in Maseches Zvachim. And in this last parak of Maseches Zvachim, we had exactly one Mishnah. It was one very long Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. In fact, that's the way Talmud Bavli used to be printed. Before the Vilna Shas came out, they used to always just print all the Mishnayos of the parak right at the beginning of the parak, and then all the Gemaras of the parak, because the first Mishnah is not really one Mishnah, it's several Mishnayos, there are several different topics covered in the Mishnah. For some reason, they kept it with the old style printing, where they had the one long Mishnah and then all of the Gemara. So at the very end of the Mishnah, we've been discussing the last part of the Mishnah, where we're discussing the differences between Bamas Yachid and a Bamas Tzibur. So the last thing we did was we discussed how the Mishnah says that the differences between Bamas Yachid and Bamas Tzibur include Smicha, Shechita Safon, Matan Saviv, Tnufa, Hagasha, and we discussed whether there's Mincha Bebama, the Machlokas, whether there's Mincha Bebama, Kiyun, Bigde Shares, Kli Shares, Reach Nichoach, Mechitza Ledamim, Richot Yadayim V'Raglayim, and we were giving sources for each of these ideas that all of these things are only true by a Bama Gadola, are only required by a Bama Gadola, and not by a Bama Katana. So at the two dots, we read just a line past the two dots yesterday, but we said Richot Yadayim. How do I know Richot Yadayim is only required by a Bama Gadola, not by a Bama Katana? D'chsivu b'kar b'samel mizbeach yirchatsu, that it's a din in mizbeach. So therefore, we know that it's not going to apply to a Bama Katana. So just on that issue of Rechitzis Yadayim, the Achronim ask the following kasha: why do I need a drasha to be memait Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim by a Bama? But after all, a Kohen who's not Rochitz Yadav V'Raglav is considered like a Zar. So since a Zar is kasher b'Bama, why do I need a source to tell me that you don't need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim by a Bama? A Zar is kasher by a Bama. So what's the Havamina that it should be any different if that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim should be required? Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is a din in Kohen. It's not a din in and therefore it's pashut that you don't need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So one of the Achronim, he quotes over here in the Birei Adaf, the Toras HaKodesh, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Gimel, the Toras HaKodesh, suggests that the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim by Avodas HaMikdash actually has two elements to it. There are two dinim in Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim by Avodas HaMikdash. Number one, it's Mitzad HaOved, that in order to be Machshir, the Kohen who's doing the Avoda, and to be Mekadesh, the person who's doing the Avoda, you need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But number two, it's also Mitzad Avodas HaKorban, that the Avodas HaKorban needs to be done Al Yadayim day someone who washed his hands and feet. So now, if that's true, we can suggest the following: even though the Torah's machshir is zar to do the avodah, but there's still makom to say that you need a zar to be mekadesh yadav raglav, not mitzad atzmo, because mitzad the oved is fine, a zar is okay, but mitzad the avodah, that the avodah is mechayev a kiddush yadayim raglayim. The oved ain't a chinami, you don't have any issues with the oved. The oved could be in zar, a zar, but mitzad the avodah you're going to require kiddush yadayim raglayim. That's why it comes to tell me that by a bama there's no din of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. I need a pasuk to tell me that by a bama there's no din of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That's one approach. The other possible approach is, we've mentioned in the past already, there is a chakir on the achronim. This idea that a zar can be shochet by a bama, can do the avodah by a bama, zar can be shochet anywhere, but do the avodah by a bama, is that a din that zar is mutar by bama, or is that a din that even people who are not kohanim have the status of a kohen when it comes to a bama? Two ways to look at it. What's the yesod of the hechsher zar bibama? Is it because a bama doesn't require kuna, or a bama does require kuna, but v'atem tiyu limam leches kohanim? The ganz klal yisrael is kohanim when it comes to avoda by a bama. So if it's a din in that we're all considered kohanim when it comes to a bama, so then without any pasuk in the Torah, I would assume that just as a Kohen requires Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the Mikdash, the newly minted Kohanim for Bamos, meaning all of Klal Yisrael, should also require Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That issue, as we mentioned in the past, is that Chakira, the major Nafkamina, and that Chakira is whether an Isha can do the Avodah by a Bama. Can a woman do the Avodah by a Bama? Because if the Yisod of the Psul is a Psul Zar, so if the Yisod of a Psul of an Isha is that she's a Zara, an Isha by definition definition is not a Kohen, so maybe an Isha can do the Avodah by Obama if you say that the heter is for a heter of a Zar to do Avodah by Obama. But if you hold that the heter of doing Avodah by Obama is not a heter for a Zar, it's just that non-Kohanim have the status of Kohanim, are elevated to the status of Kohanim, so it's possible that that those who are elevated to the status of Kohanim are those who are normally eligible to be Kohanim, namely males, but females would not be eligible to be elevated to that status of Kohuna. Good, that's the classic nafkamina for that chakira, but it turns out that chaps nafkamina over here also. Do you need a pasuk to tell me about kiddush yadayim v'raglayim when it comes to Obama, or is it pashut? Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, we are holding now two lines before the lines get wide, second to last skinny line on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, lo shanu el v'kachi b'ma ketana v'ikrivim b'ma ketana. This idea that that we were discussing of mechitza, the idea of the chura sikra not being required by a bama ketana, so that's only by kachi bama ketana that you're makriv on a bama ketana. Aval kachi bama ketana de karvinu b'bama gedola. But if you have kachi bama ketana, things that you were makadish l'shem to be used by a bama ketana, and then you were makriv them on a bama gedola, then yesh chitzoi, then there will be a din of mechitza l'damim. There will be a din of mechitza of the blood that goes on the top, the blood that goes on the bottom. That's because it's a din in the hakrava that is being brought on the bama gedola. So Mosiv Rabba chaz v'shok, which are parts of the carbon shlamim. Trumas lach me toda. Noagin bekatche bama gedola, ve'in noagin bekatche bama katana. These things are noeg by kodche bama gedola, not by kodche bama katana. Sounds like it's a din in the carbon, what you were makdish the carbon for. That the issue is not where you were actually makr of the carbon, but that the entire issue is what you were makdish it for. We're referring to chilukim between kodche bama gedola and kodche bama katana, not between makrive bama gedola and makrive bama katana. So it sounds like whatever dinim you're going to apply to distinctions between bama gedola and bama katana, the distinction is going to lie in what you were makadesh it for, not what you were makadesh it for, not what where you're makrivit. So says Gemara, Ema noagin bebama gedola ve'ein noagin bebama katana. No, you have to change the phrase. You have to take out the word kadche. You should say that these dinim are noeg by a bama gedola, meaning when you're actually makriv on a bama gedola, they're not noeg by a bama katana. Don't make it about the kadche bama gedola versus kadche bama katana. Igada Amri, others have that Rami Bar Chama's statement was actually the opposite. That Amar Rami Bar Chama, lo shanu ela bekadche bama gedola ve'krivan bebama gedola. This idea that yesh mechitza is only if everything was bama gedola. You were makdishit l'shem bama gedola. You were makrivit on a bama gedola. Aval bekadche bama katana afal gav de karvinu bebama gedola. But if you're makdish something for a bama katana, even if you were in fact makriv on a bama gedola, Ein chitzoy, it would still have a bama ketana dinim, even though you're actually bringing it on a bama gedola. Since you're makdish at l'shem bama ketana, it would still have the dinim of bama ketana. So the exact opposite of what he said before. The first lashon of Rami Bar Chama, he was saying that it's all a din in the hakrava. That if you're makrav on a bama gedola, even if you're makdish l'shem bama ketana, it has a din of bama gedola. Now he's saying no, it has a din of a bama ketana. And now what was a kasha on him before is now a riot to him. Lema misayelei chaz v'shok v'chumas lach metoda nogin bekadche bama gedola ve'nogin bekadche bama katana. So you see, the dinim of bama gedola are totally in what you were makdish it for, not where you are makrivit. So if you're makdish l'shem bama gedola, all the dinim of bama gedola are going to apply. If you're makdish l'shem bama katana, then the dinim of bama katana are going to apply. None of the dinim of bama gedola are going to apply. Exactly what Rami Bar Chama is saying, according to the Ibai Yisema, according to the Ikeda Amri. So says the Gemara, no, not necessarily a raya. Ema, noagin bebama gedola, vei noagin bebama katana. That which we use to answer the kasha in the first lashon is used to reject the proof in the second lashon, that you don't have to use the word kodshe. You could say that these dinim apply when you're doing the hakrava by a bama gedola, not when you're doing the hakrava by a bama katana, but it's not a din in what you were makdish it for. Rashi has a different girsa and a different reading of the Gemara. We're going to just stick with our girsa. So According to our girsa, the way we just read the Gemara, the first lashon holds that katche bama katana, that your makravan bama gedola has a din of bama gedola and therefore yesh chitzui. Second lashon holds that katche bama katana, that your makravan bama gedola does not have a din of bama gedola. It only has a din of bama katana and therefore ein chitzui. Now the Gemara is going to suggest that something Rami Bar Chama said is against Rabbi Lazar, who holds that an olas bamas yach. That an ola from a banas yachid that you were machnis bifnim, it's called tua mechitzos, meaning it's going to have to be played by the rules of bama gedola because the mechitzos were collated, so that the mechitzos absorb it and grant it new dinim. So we're going to say that Rav Lazar disagrees with Rami Bar Chama. According to our girsa, the way we just read Rami Bar Chama, Rav Lazar is going to disagree only with the lashon sheni, with the ikada amri of Rami Bar Chama. The Ikadamri, where it said that Kache Bama Katana, that Yamakravana Bama Gadola, still are treated like Bama Kitana. They do not take on the status of Bama Gadola. So that is Upligad Rabbi Lazar. That is against Rabbi Lazar. This second Lashon is against Rabbi Lazar. Now, the way Rashi has the Gemara, which again we're not going to get into, Rashi is going to have it that both Lishonos argue on Rabbi Lazar. So Upligad Rabbi Lazar, at least the way we're reading it, the second Lashon argues on Rabbi Lazar. Dam Rabbi Lazar. Olas bamas yachid shechnisu b'fnim, kol tua mechitzos l'kol davar. If an ola from a bamas yachid is brought l'fnim, it's brought inside the mechitzos, so then kol tua mechitzos l'kol davar. Then it's going to start being treated like a bama gedola type of carbon. If you look at Rashi on the top of Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, the Rashi it seems belongs over here. Shechnisa. Garas b'Rabbi Elazar Sheikh Nisa la'achar she'shachta b'chutz. That what happened? When did you bring this ola in? You shechted it b'chutz, and then you bring it out in rather. Kol tua mechitzos l'kol davar garas b'maseches mi'ila al ma'af kachim she'nishchadu b'bama katana she'kriven b'gedola. And the implication is even kachim that you shechted on b'bama katana and you are makriv on b'bama gedola. Kol din bama gedola noeg behen. They have all the dinim of a bama gedola. Vishamina mina nami de bishas et bama nami lo mishtana din gedola milchsa. Fine, but the point is that this is against Rami Bar Chama, who said that which was niktash bachutz, niktash for a bama katana, and then is going to be used for a bama gedola, would still have the status of bama katana. Over here we're saying kol tua mechitzos, it has the status of a bama gedola. By Rabbi Zera, so Rabbi Zera raised the following shayla. Olas bamas yachid shechnisa lefnim. If you have an ola from a bamas yachid that you are machnis lefnim, vahutzia lechutz, and then you bring it back out. So you shecht it bachutz, you bring it in, and then you bring it right back out. So mahu, what's the din? Mi amrinan kivin da ayla kaltala mechitza. Should we say once it's brought lefnim, so then kaltala mechitza, it's going to have a din of bama gedola? Odilma kivin da hadar hadar. Do we say no? Look where it is right now, and right now it's bachutz, and mele it has the same din as bama katana. It's not going to have the new din of bama gedola. So the rishonim have a machlokas. What exactly the shayla of what exactly the case is that Rabbi Zeir is asking the shayla? Rashi understands that we're talking about an olas bamas yachid that was already shechted on a bamas yachid, and then you're machnis it lefnim after it was already shechted on a bamas yachid. Rashi says that's what Rabbi Lazar was talking about, and that's how he understands Rabbi Zera's shaila that it was already shechted on a bamas yachid. Tosos understands that we're talking about an olas bamas yachid that was brought lefnim before. You shechted it before you shechted it on the bamas yachid. You bring it lefnim mechayim. You bring it lefnim while it's still alive. That's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Chaznish explains that bein leRashi, who says that you were machnas at achar shechita, bein leTosfos, who says you're machnas at mechayim, the suffix of Rabbi Zera is only in a situation where you didn't do anything. You didn't do any avoda while it was bifnim. It was you brought it in, you brought it back out, but you didn't do any avoda while it was bifnim. But had you done an avoda while it was bifnim, l'mashal, according to Tosos, had you done shechita while it was bifnim. Or according to Rashi, had you, since shkrita was already done while it was outside, had you done zrika while it was bifnim, then for sure it would have the full status of kadshei bama gadola. Once you bring it lifnim and you do something to it, you would treat it like kadshim bifnim, then it would definitely have the status of kadshei bama gadola. The whole issue is, if you didn't do anything, you just brought it bifnim, is bringing it bifnim enough? So says the Gemara, that's the Shaila, says Gemara, lav hainu plukta de Rabba v'Rav Yosef. It seems that that's exactly the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah, kachem kachem sheshachta. Sheshachtan Midarom, let's say you shecht kachem kachem in the south, now kachem kachem have to be shechted, but safon, and you shecht them in the wrong place, halacha is maul and ben, they're still subject to me'ila. Why would I think they wouldn't be subject to me'ila anymore? So Rashi says, you don't say it's as if you just choked the animal to death. The havi luki kachim shemesu, and it's like a din of kachim that died on their own, to yatsumi de mi'ila, where it's no longer subject to mi'ila. Meaning kachim that aren't shechted are not subject to mi'ila. So no, the fact that it's in the wrong place, that it's shechted badarum and not but safon, doesn't mean that it didn't have a din of shechita at all. It still counts as a shechita, it's just a shechita in the wrong place. That's from Maseches Mi'ila. Good, so kachim that you shecht badarom are still subject to me'ila, v'yibayiluhu, and the Gemara raises the shayla, so now there's a lot of girsa issues over here, so the we'll go with Rashi's girsa, or let's say the Bach's girsa in combination with Rashi, v'yibayiluhu, alu mahu sheyardu, what if they're already ola on the Mizbeach, do you bring them down from the Mizbeach? Rabba Amar Yerdu, Rav Yosef Amar Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Rabba would say you do bring them down. Rav Yosef would say you don't bring them down. So what we want to suggest is Rabba says you bring them down because it's not like other psulim that are psulim b'kodesh. It's as if it's been choked in a certain sense. So it sounds like according to Rabba, the fact that it was brought on the mizbeach, that it was niklat by the mizbeach, that it was absorbed by the mizbeach, doesn't change its status. It doesn't elevate it to a new din. So maybe this is exactly our machlokas about bama katana karbanos that are niklat in the area of bama gadola, that are niklat by the mechitzos. So should we say that the mechitzos being kole changes their status to bama gadola just being there? So Rabu says, Yerdu will say no. He'll say, I don't care that it went on the mizbeach, that this karba, this kachem kachem karban that was shechted badarom went on the mizbeach, it's still no good. Bring it right back down. Whereas Rav Yosef will say, no, once it's up there, so then it was niklat b'mechitzos. So this is exactly the same shayla. So says Gemara, no, it's not at all exactly the same shayla. Tibayil l'Rabba and Tibayil l'Rav Yosef. Our shayla could be a shayla whether you hold like Rabba or whether you hold like Rav Yosef. How so? Tibayil l'Rabba could be a shayla according to Rabba, because ad kan lo ka'amar Rabba ela b'mizbeach d'chazilei. That's only, maybe Rabba only says yardu by a mizbeach where it's chazilei, but where it's ra'ui for it, or what's the girsa mizbech? Ma'ide chazilei, it changes it to ma'ide el mizbech to chazilei mekadesh to lo chazilei. Where am I? The lo chazilei mekadesh. Maybe Rabba would only say that a mizbech is mekadesh that which is ra'ui for it. It's not mekadesh that which is not ra'ui for it, and that's why he's going to say yerdu aval mechitza afalgav de lo chazilei kolta. But maybe mechitzos have the power to be kolate even that which is not ra'oi for it. Meaning the mizbeach is much more selective. The mizbeach is only going to be kolate that which is ra'oi to be all on the mizbeach. That which is not ra'oi to be all on the mizbeach is not going to be kolate. But the mechitzos are going to be kolate anything. Says that, oh, Dilmor, maybe no. Afil Rav Yosef, maybe even Rav Yosef would have a shayla that Adkan lokam Rav Yosef hasam ela dechad makom hu aval hacha detrei makomos dinu lo. Then maybe Rav Yosef is only going to say the mizbeach is kolate because where you shechted it was still in the azara. You were at least in the right place. You were just in the wrong side of the azara. You did it in the darom of the azara, and it was supposed to be in the tzafon, but at least you were in the azara. So then the mizbeach is going to be kolate. But over here, by Bama Katana, Bama Gadola, Trey Makavos, we're talking about two totally different places, so then maybe the Mechitos will not be Kolet. Or maybe it doesn't make a difference. So this is the Shaila, that's why it's going to be Shaila Bein L'Rabba, Bein L'Rav Yosef, not going to make a difference, we're still going to have a Shaila, says Gemara, take when we never answer the Shaila, it's left unanswered, period. Milsa de Peshitta the Rabba Bechadgisa, the Rav Yosef Bechadgisa, Mibayle the Rabbi Yanai. So says Gemara, that which was Pasha to Rabba on the one hand, and to Rav Yosef on the other hand, is a Shaila to Rabbi Yanai. To buy Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai raised the following Shaila. A Vare Olas Bamas Yachid Sha'olul Mizbech Viyardu Mahu. A Varem of carbon Ola from a Bamas Yachid that went up on the Mizbech. And then they were yored, then you brought them back down, so what's going to be the din? The Rashi points out, Evari ola shenishchat bebamas yachid, shelo b'mekoma hu legabi bama gedola, ki kachi kachim shachtum b'darom. That was actually on the last line. So, heicha dolom mashal ben ha'or lo tibayelach. When the fire did not begin to consume them, it's not a shayla. Ki tibayelach heicha de mashal ben ha'or, mai. The whole shayla is, if the fire already began to consume it, then what's the din? Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. So that was the Shaila that he asked. He assumed that it was a Shaila and that it's not the Davar Pashut. Rabbi and Rav Yosef both assumed it was Davar Pashut in opposite directions. One assumed Yardu, the other assumed Lo Yardu. So that was Rabbi Yanai raised it as a question and left it as an unresolved question. Period. Itmar. Now, new issue. Shchitas Laila b'Bamas Yachid. What about shechting at night on a Bamas Yachid? Right, we know that that Bamas Yachid doesn't have all of the restrictions of the Mizbeach of a Bama Gedola or of a Bama Gedola. What about shechting at night on a Bamas Yachid? Rav Shmuel Chadam Ksheir v'Chadam Psula. Now there is discussion in the beginning of Yoredeya in Hilchas Shchita about shechting at night even for Bas V'Taiva, shechting at night even for just regular meat, but that's an issue of light. That's an issue of how much light you have, and are you going to be able to see well enough to know that you shechted properly, to know that you cut rov simanim? That's a totally different sugya. Over here, it's not an issue of light, it's an issue of laila being a zman that's not kosher for avoda, a zman that's not kosher for shechita. So that's the issue. What about an abamas yachid? So it's machlokas rav shmuel, chadam or ksheira v'chadam or psula. One of them says it's kosher, the other one says it's pasul. V'kamifli b'd Rabbi Lazar, and they're arguing about Rabbi Lazar. The Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar asked the stira in Psukim. Ksiv, it says on the one hand, it says in the Pasuk Ve'yigidu l'shol le'mar, that it says that they told Shol the Am was chote v'yomer begadetem golu elai hayom even gedola. So it's hayom, ksiv v'yomer Shol, and it also says, the Shol says, putzu v'am v'amartalem hagishu elai ish shoro v'ish siyeho ushchattem bazeh v'achaltem lo sechto l'Hashem lechol adam v'yigishu kolam ish shoro b'yado ha'layla. So it sounds like two psukim, one that says that it's got to be done hayom, and the other one that says halayla, you can do the shechita. So which is it? So mar meshani kan b'chul and kan b'kachim. So one will answer, the one who says that you're allowed to, that you're not allowed to sheft any kachim b'layla will say, well, the difference is b'chulin or b'kachim. B'chulin is allowed to be shechted at night. Kachim is not allowed to be shechted at night. Omar meshani, but the one who says that no, even kachim. But a Bama Katana, on a Bama Katana can be shechted at night. It's just a Bama Gedola, a Mizbech, that cannot be shechted at night, that where it cannot be shechted at night. So Mar Meshani, Kan Bekatri Bama Gedola, Kan Bekatri Bama Katana will resolve the Stira in that way, that it's a difference between a Bama Gedola or a Bama Katana. So that's the Machlokas. Can you shecht by a Bama Siyachid at night? In the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, he raises the following issue. He says, even if you say that the Psul Pshchita Belayla, which is learned out from B'yom Ziv Chachem, is only by the Mikdash and by Abama Gedola and not by Abama Katana. So let's say there is no psul of Laila by Abama Katana. But nevertheless, we mentioned before that Minayin Ledam Shenifsal B'Shkia Sachama, that there is a din that Dam becomes pasul by Shkia Sachama. This was a sugya and Dafnun Vav, that Dam becomes Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama, because it says B'yom Makriva Zivcha Yechel B'yom Sha'ata Zoveach Ata Makriv B'yom Sha'ata Zoveach Yata Makriv. So that din of Dam being Nifsal, Bishkei Sachama, certainly applies by a bama ketana. So even if you want to say the shechita is kasher b'layla, but the dam is nifsal anyway, so how could it be that the shechita is going to be kasher b'layla? The dam is nifsal b'shkiyas hachama. If it's nifsal b'shkiyas hachama mistama, it's nifsal every single moment of the night. It's not just hitting the zman shkia that passels the dam. It's the dam being around at night that passels the dam. So as soon as you shecht it, the dam immediately is going to become passel. So what are you going to gain by saying that you can shecht on a bama ketana at night anyway? The dam is going to be passel. So in order to be miyashev this shayla, they bring the chakira of the achronim whether the Torah's hakpada is that the shechita and the zrika have to be done on the same day, and therefore if you shecht before shkia and you zorek liachar shkia, that's the psul because it's not the same day. Or maybe no, maybe the hakpada that we learned in Daf Nun Vav, that the dam is nifsal b'shkia, is that the dam is nifsal b'shkia, that's the psulina of dam. The psulina of dam is if the dam hits nighttime. That's a chakir of the Akronim, they're not sure. They're not sure if the problem of dam nifsal b'shkia is that it's a din in the dam and the shchita being done on the same day, or it's a din in the dam that the dam becomes psulina as soon as it hits shkia. So the Taras HaKodesh is mochiach, he proves that the Torah's hakpada is that the zrika has to be done at the zman of the shechita, and that's why you're not allowed to be zorek after shkia sachama. So it turns out there's no psul on the guf hadam after shkia sachama. It's just that it's a din in doing it at the same time of the shechita. If that were the case, then we have no problem in our gemara. Our gemara wants to know if you did shechita. Our gemara suggests that shechita belayla is kasher and abama ketana. That's not going to ruin the dam. The dam is only ruined b'shkia if the shechita was done the previous day, because you need shechita and zrika done at the same time, during the same day, during the same time period. And it's not going to happen if you did the shechita during the day. But when you do the shechita at night, there's no formal psul of dam belayla. However, the Achronim point out that it seems clear from several places in Rashi and in Tosfos and in the Ritva that they hold that the psul of shkia is a psul lina in the guf hadam. That it's not just a din that the shechita and the zrika have to be done in the same time. Where do we see this? Rashi in Pesachim and Daf Pei Beis in Dibur HaMaskal Lon Dama says Lon Dama shall behemas karban. Talking about the psul lina, Rashi says, the sugya zvachim daf nun vav, that dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama. Clearly assuming that it's a psul lina of the dam, that it's not just a din in associating the zrika with the shechita, and juxtaposing the zrika with the shechita. Tosus also, Tosus in mi'ilan daf ches, dibur maskal ubelina, when it says over there, nimlika huchshra lifsal belina, Tosus writes, what does it mean, lina? Lina's dam b'shkia sachama. Describing a psul lina says that dam b'shkia sachama is a psul lina. So if that's the case, then we're stuck again. Then why, how could we even have a hava mina to do shechita balayla? Anyway, the dam is going to be pasul. So the Taras HaKodesh writes that according to this shita, that the Taras HaKpada is that the zrika, if you were to say, not like Rashi and tells that the Akpad is that the Zrika just has to be done in the Shechita, in the Zman Shechita, and that's why you can't be Zorek Alach or Shkia Sachama, so like we said before, then it wouldn't be a problem. Then we wouldn't have a problem. But he just points out, according to these Rishonim, it sounds like we do have a problem, that he leaves it as a Tzarechian. According to the way these Rishonim seem to understand it, he leaves this as a Kasha. Another Kasha that I think we discussed in the past, on Daf Nun Vav, that the Rishonim all ask, and the Birei Adaf and Daf Nun Vav has 14 answers. He records 14 different answers to this kasha. We must have done some of them at the time. But the other kasha that the Rishonim ask is, why do I need this halacha that dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama? Even if dam is not nifsal b'shkia sachama, it's not roi for zrika, because you're not allowed to be zorik palayla. It says b'yom tzavoso. So from there we learn that all the avodas hakarbanos are only kasher b'yom. And what, if you're going to wait till amud hashachar, then it's for sure psulina. Then it's for sure pasulina by the next morning. So what difference does it make whether dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama or not? Either way, you can't do anything with it balayla, because all the avodas are pasul balayla, and the next day is already too late. Okay, so that's a kasha that the Rishonim contend with, that the Rishonim all deal with. Let's go weiter. So says the Gemara weiter, the first wide line, Itmar. Olas bamas yachid. Rav amar ein tuna hefshet v'nituach. Rav Yochanan amar tuna hefshet v'nituach. A carbon ola brought on a bamas yachid. So Rav says does not require the skinning and the dismembering of the animal, and Rav Yochanan says it does. It still does require that standard requirement of a carbon ola of skinning the animal and cutting it up into its pieces. V'kamifugibid Rav Yossi Aglili. They're arguing about Rav Yossi Aglili's statement. The Tanya Rav Yossi Aglili Omer ola shekrivi yisol b'midbar ein tuna hefshet v'nituach. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said the Ola that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar did not require Hefshet V'Nituach. Shein Hefshet V'Nituach Ela Me'ol Moed Va'Elach. That Hefshet V'Nituach is only required from the Ol Moed and on. That's where the din of Hefshet V'Nituach originated. Mar Savra Me'ol Moed Va'Elach Loshem Ba'Megdol Loshem Ba'Megtana. So one understanding is Me'ol Moed Va'Elach means chronologically from the Ol Moed and on, from any time henceforth, you require to have Shet V'Nituach wherever you are bringing Karban Ola. Whether you are bringing Karban Ola on a Bamas Tzibur, whether you bring it on a Mizbech, whether you are bringing it on a Bamas Yachid. Umar Savar B'Bama Gdola In B'Bama Ketana Lo. And the other said no, that have Shet V'Nituach is only a din in places like Ol Moed, where it's a Bama Gdola, but not in places like that are Bamas Ketanos, that are not like Ol Moed. So that's the machlokas. They're arguing how to understand Rabbi Yossi Aglili's statement. They agree that there was no Hefshet V'Nituach. They agree to what Rabbi Yossi Aglili is saying, that there was no Hefshet V'Nituach B'Midbar, and that it began Ba'ol Moed. The question is, what does it mean it began Ba'ol Moed? How did that din take effect? Is it a din in Bama Gadol and Mizbeach, or is it a din chronologically from Ol Moed V'Elach? Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, we have a raya, a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that it does require Hefshet V'Nituach. The brisa says as follows, Dvarim Shebein Bama Gadol Bama Ketana. Here are the differences between a Bama Gadol and a Bama Ketana. First of all, Keren. The Bama Gadola needs a Keren, needs a Karnos HaMizbeach. So the Bama also requires Karnos, Kronos, V'Kevesh, and a ramp, V'Yesod, and V'Yesod, V'Rivuan, needs to be squared off. V'Bama Gadola, all those things apply by a Bama Gadola. V'Ein Keren, V'Yesod, V'Kevesh, V'Rivuan, V'Bama Ketana. None of those dinim apply by a Bama Ketana. Not only that, Kior v'kano b'bama gadola, ve'in kior v'kano b'bama katana. There is a din of a kior by a bama gadola, not by a bama katana. Chaz v'shok b'bama gadola, ve'in chaz v'shok b'bama katana. The din of the chaz v'shok is only a din by a bama gadola of waving the chaz v'shok l'fnei Hashem is only a din because it's a din l'fnei Hashem. This is tnufa. We mentioned this in our Mishnah. That's only a din by bama gadola. It's not a din by bama katana. Dvarim sheshavsa b'bama gadola b'bama katana. But what do b'bama gadola and b'bama katana have in common? What are the halachos that apply both by b'bama gadola and by b'bama katana? Shchita b'bama gadola uketana. Hefshet v'nituach b'gadola uketana. Shchita applies by b'bama gadola and by b'bama katana. Hefshet v'nituach, and this is why we're quoting the whole brisa for this line, Hefshet v'nituach applies by b'bama gadola and by a Bama Katana. So we had a machlokas amarayim. Do you have Hefshet V'Nituach by a Bama Katana? Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, you do. We quoted this brisa to prove Rabbi Yochanan correct for that line that Hefshet V'Nituach is done both by a Bama Gadola and by a Bama Katana. Dam matir umefagel bigadola uketana. Dam can be matir and can be mefagel and can cause a pigle problem both by a bama gadola and by a bama katana. Mumin uzman bigadola uketana. Problems of a bal mum and problems of zman of chutzas mano of doing things in the wrong time apply both by a bama gadola and by a bama katana. Those are the things that they have in common. Tosos and Daf Lamed Beis proved that Lifnei Hashem, that it says by Smicha and Shechita Sa'ola, is that Lifnei Hashem, that it says by Shechita Sa'ola, is said in regards to the Smicha as well, meaning that the Smicha Mitzad Atzma has to be Ba'azara Lifnei Hashem. Tosfos had proven in Daf Lamed Beis that the din of Smicha is a din of Lifnei Hashem. Unlike Rashi, who suggested that Smicha for its own sake, doesn't have to be in the Azara. It's just that you have a halacha, take off the smicha shchita. That smicha is a function of shchita. And therefore, if the shchita needs to be in the Azara, so the smicha's got to be in the Azara as well, because the smicha has to be associated with the shchita. Because the Gemara previously, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yates that we just did, the Gemara says that is mimait smicha from the Azara, from that which it says Lufnei Hashem, that you don't need smicha from the Azara from Lufnei Hashem. So if you can say that Lufnei Hashem is said in regards to the shchita and not in regards to the smicha, so why do I need why is there shchita by kachay b'mektana? Right? Why would there be a din of shchita by kachay b'mektana then? So the Sfasema says that you can say that the chiyuv of shchita by b'mektana is not a chiyuv of shchita that's a chiyuv midin avoda. Maybe the it's not a shchita of shchita sakorban. Maybe the reason you need shchita by b'mektana is a din of shchita like you would need shchita on basar chulin, like you would need shchita on any other meat. I mean, the way the Sfasema understands it is the so din shchita by Bama Gedola is different than the Yisod Din Shchita by Abba Maktana. By Abba Maktana, the Yisod Din Shchita is not a din in Korban, that rather it's a din Mimashke Yisrael, that has to be something that the animal that you're bringing as a Korban has to be something that's mutter for a Jew to eat. So that's the whole din of Shchita by Abba Maktana. Whereas by Abba Gedola, it has a din of an Avodas HaKorban. That might be the way it turns out according to the Sfas Emes. There is a question, what about Malika on a Bama Ketana? Do you do Malika or do you do Shchita when you have an oath? So the Mikdash David writes, Pepshitos, that those who hold that there are oaths that are brought on a Bama, the din would be B'Malika v'not B'Shchita. And therefore, it would have the status, meaning which implies that the way you do the Shchita, that the din of Shchita by a Bama Ketana is not just a din of Bas V'Taiva, it's a din of Shchita, which is a din of Avodas HaKorban. However, not all the Achronim agree to that. Some say that if you hold Yesh Ofos B'Bama, they wouldn't do the Malika, they would do Shchita, because the Yisod Din of Malika B'Kadshim is not Mitzad that it is holy. Granted, the animals you're bringing on Bama Ketana are also Kadshim. So, no, maybe the Din of Malika is not a Din in Kadshim, because a Bama doesn't, it's just a Din in Mikdash that you do Malika. It's not a Din in Kadshim. So that's the discussion, whether you would do Malika on an Oaf on a Bama Ketana. If you hold Malika as a Din in Kadshim, so then you should. If you hold Malika Zedin in Mikdash, well then you're not in the Mikdash, then you wouldn't. One last Tara before we finish up, when we said that Zman and Tamei Anosa are Shavin Bazeh Bazeh. Now the din of Tumah by Mikdash is not really one din. There are three separate dinim of Tumah by Mikdash. Number one, there's a din that a Kohen who's Tamei is possible to do the Avodah. Number two, a Tamei is not allowed to eat Kachim. And number three, the basar that itself is tameh, you're not allowed to eat if the kachim, the basar kachim itself is tameh. When we say that tumah is shavin bazeh bazeh, what are we talking about? Which din of tumah are we saying over here is shavin bazeh bazeh? So that's what some of the mefarshim, the Mishnah Melech is medayik from Rashi, that we're speaking about the isra of achilas kachim while the person who's eating it is tameh. Others explain, the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnai says, that the Mishnah is speaking about the Isser and the Psul of a Tamei to do the Avodah, that's both by Abba Maktan and Abba Gadola, and yet others, Tosfos and Dav Chav Chesam Bey, suggested that no, it's speaking about the Isser of eating Vasar Kodesh, that itself is Tamei. So Rishonim give all three possibilities of the Dinim of Tuma, of what we mean then when we say that it's Shavin, Bazeh Bazeh. Okay, says the Gemara, Vayter, Tan Rabbanu, Minayin Lasos Man, B'Bama Ketana K'Bama Gedola. How do I know that we treat Zman, like by Bama Ketana, the same as Bama Gedola? That you have the psulim of Zman by Bama Ketana the same way you would by Bama Gedola? So Amra Torah, Lan Yisareif, V'yotze Yisareif. The Torah says that if there's a psulina, if something is left overnight, it has to be burnt, and if something is brought chutzal mechitzaso, it has to be burnt. Ma Yotze Kasher B'Bama, Af Lan Kasher B'Bama. So that just like a Yotze is Kasher by Bama, obviously Bama Ketana is Kasher without mechitzos, so too a lun, that which is left overnight, is kosher b'bama. So So that would tell me that Zman should not be a problem. V'lav kal v'chomer humei ofos. So says Gemara, isn't it a kal v'chomer from ofos? Ma ofos she'ein ha-mum posel behen, Zman posel behen. If by of, where mum is not a psul, and yet Zman is a psul, we know that ofos are included in the laws of pigul, so there are psulim of Zman associated with ofos. So kachay b'makatana sha'mum posel behen. So by kachay b'makatana, where you do have a problem of mumin, so eno din she'zman posel behen, all the more so Zman should be a problem. So says Gemara, Mala Ofos Shekein Ein Azar Kasher Behen. No, you can't bring a raya from Ofos, because by Ofos you're not allowed to have a Zar do anything by the Of, do the Shechita by the Of. Tomer Bama Ketana Shazar Kasher Ba. You can't tell me by Bama Ketana where a Zar is Kasher to do the Avodah by Bama Ketana. Lo Ye Zman Pasal Ba, and therefore maybe Zman is not going to Pasal. Tamal Omer, that's why I need the Pasuk that says Vizos Tara Zevach Hashlamim Lasos Man Baba Ketana Kizman Baba Gedola, meaning without a special limud from a pasuk, we had every reason to believe that Zman would not be a problem by Baba Ketana. That's why we have a special limud in the pasuk that Zman is a problem by Baba Ketana. So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Meseches Menachos. I guess we'll make a siyum sometime on Shabbos, and that's it. Shabbos.